The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the Year of the Habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our studio / the east wall of our daughter's room is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hi there. When doing our, as we were testing the mic, you went into baby talk for some reason. You just went straight goo goo gaga. You get so much sillier on this than you do in life. Earlier today, you told me to take it easy. And I responded to you, not a single day of the being married to you for the last 16 and a half years has been easy. I'm not saying I'm not happy and that I haven't enjoyed it. I would never one time describe it as easy.
I would describe it as easy for me either.
That's fair. Yeah, I received that rebuke. Welcome to our little podcast, everybody. Backseater, so great to have you back here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We're here to talk to you about just that, the new year, and particularly about getting back into the swing of things, what it was like. As you kind of, you know, we like to format it as such where we think about what was that like when we were kids coming back from winter break and how it's just so different now. Everything is just wild and different and hard and challenging, no matter what kind of version it is for you. There's no normal. Everything is different. It's changed. The vaccine is coming out at the slowest pace possible. I love that. Yeah. Mine, there's a little more, dare I say, an air of optimism.
Yes.
Than
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to talk about that. First, anyone, who did, swing out to my shows this last weekend in Appleton, Wisconsin, I appreciate that. That's back to back. The first weekend of the years I've been there, but shutting her back down for a while. Got some other stuff we're working on. Pod videos, so on and so forth, but that was one of those dates right now. They're so weird. You just go, I mean, it's open, I want to support the club, I want to support ourselves financially,
the staff
is grateful to be opened, and you know, for it's kind of like when we were talking about like in Big Bear being shut down over Christmas and New Year's, you're like, oh, Or like the theme parks being closed over the summer, you're like, these are big dates for them. And New Year's is a big, and New Year's is a Comic Con here in San Diego. Uh-huh. And New Year's in a comedy club is a significant deal. And
Yeah, that's like a guaranteed first show guaranteed sold out.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know what? Not if you put Dustin Nickerson on the bill. one reason that I think comedy clubs have been okay booking me is plenty of social distancing.
Your first show was sold out, though.
It wasn't sold out. Capacity. It was capacity. Yeah. Like,
take that.
Yeah. Sellout's a sellout.
A COVID sellout.
No, I know it wasn't truly a sellout because we did not get a bonus.
Yes.
That was the baseline no bonus check that I received on over. But
pays.
But we
always
so
very exciting.
Yeah, we're home. We're back. They weren't big crowds, but they were fun. Like, I say that in a good way, that they weren't big crowds. Joel went, and Aaron Weber was out there. It was great. And, before we get into the topic, it was I think it kind of ties in because the full story. So Joel goes, which just goes to tell you how desolate things have been here in California.
Oh, yeah.
That Joel was pumped to go to Appleton, Wisconsin in January.
Yeah.
8 degrees, it was like 17 degrees, and they just kept telling us how warm it was.
For that time of year, they all
put on like a windbreaker and just cruised the streets casually. You know,
they were fine.
They might as well have been out in roller skates. They were just treating it as a real 60s warm front. Yeah. Out dancing to the village people, just, you know, in the streets. It was so cold. Joel is a San Diego kid. He's from Seattle, but he's the San Diego kid. And he was like, first he was like, man, it doesn't seem that cold. And he said that as we were getting off the plane, and he felt the air just for like a little bit. You know how when you get onto
the tunnels,
in the ramp. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's like, oh, it's not that cold. And I was like, oh, Jolie, you still have the warm air from the plane on you and the warm air from inside. Yeah, exactly. And then we stepped outside and we walked to the rental car, and he was like, oh my gosh, you're so, it's like my hands are, and like we got inside, he washed his hands. He's like, it's like my hands are like de-thawing. My hands burning. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it's like that out here. He's been in like cold and stuff before, but like, you know, Big Bear doesn't get that cold, or at least it hasn't been when we were there.
It's
so
never in the teens.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it has.
At night and stuff like that.
But,
you know, but when you see pictures of us like snow, like this tubing and stuff, a lot of time we're in t-shirts.
Yeah.
Because we're like, you know, it's California snowing.
Or you're like, oh, you wear a beanie and like a really light jacket or a sweatshirt.
Yeah, there's multiple where I'm in like just a long sleeve shirt or like a t-shirt and gloves.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, I mean, yeah.
It's sweaty.
I'm going to get a little tan while I'm out here. but so, you know, Joel goes out and he's just spoiled rotten kind of all weekend. And in not even like some above and beyond way, like we just, you know, he left the house and he's hanging out in the green room.
It's just everything he wants.
It's like, just all, yeah, he has lots of like, screen time.
Yeah.
He's in a hotel. We're not seeing anybody. We do one thing. We go to Lambeau, which was perfect because it was an outdoor activity, you know, and Lambeau Field and Green Bay. And it was cool. It was a nice vibe and everything. And we got home and we got our COVID test today. And then I had an extra lounge pass. So on the way home, We get delayed a little, but it wasn't a big deal. Thankfully, we fly through Minneapolis. We have like a 2-hour layover, and I'm like, listen, I have these free lounge passes. I get the lounge through their credit card again.
Yeah,
I'm the poorest person in the lounge, and we walk in, and Joel's like, this is the best place I've ever been. Like he didn't, and he wasn't exaggerating. Mm-hmm. He wasn't speaking hyperbole. It was the happiest he'd ever been, which is like they just have like fountains. Like water, like drinking fountain, you know, soda fountains. And food and snacks and dessert. And honestly, he didn't even get like the highest end version of it because, you know, it's during COVID.
Yeah,
it's a lot of packaged stuff.
Buffet style.
And to be fair, I mean, you feel the same way when you're in there.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like, you know, like your soup plantation or like whatever that is in your city. But more high end.
Not that much more high end, though.
Yeah, but they have like a couple like really good salads, pre-made.
They're not that good though. No. This is what I've. This is what,
and they had a couple like food items. You know, like
it's like first class. That it's not
just the presentation.
It's the presentation.
Yeah, and it's so many options.
There's a lot of options. Mm-hmm. The booze is free. That's one of the most significant parts of it. Yeah, and that's why you know people.
Yeah, you have like a cup of coffee and like a. Signature cocktail.
I've said I did the bit about first class is about power. Really what the lounge is about is comfort, which is you can put your bag down and go to the bathroom. You mm-hmm. The bathroom's real clean.
Yeah, it and never all stinks. Seats, all the seats are really nice.
All the seats are nice.
There's always a ton of staff in there.
Always a ton of chargers, you know, charging stations, ton of
like
staff.
Like little private.
So, yeah, you're just munching on your most generic kind of, you know,
like kale salad.
It's not
some quinoa.
Yeah, maybe it's not. It's a soup plantation. The quality food is a soup plantation. If we can get a rip, so I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying if you're going in there expecting like an omelet chef, you know,
there's no chefs.
There's no chefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's no one there cutting your prime rib. It's lower end than a buffet. In that sense, you know. So
I know maybe it's I. But get they
have
how
the little. But they have the little chintzy espresso machine.
Yeah,
it's not chintzy. It's pretty nice. you know. So don't get me wrong. I'm grateful.
The first time though, that you're like whoa.
First time's a life changer.
Whoa.
A life changer. And so Joel gets that, and then I figure out how to get kind of him linked to my status, which I didn't realize how to do that till like, you know, the day of. And so he flew first class home, and I was like, I was thinking it as it was happening. I was like, I have created a monster.
Right.
I have created a 13-year-old who is already too bougie. Or
yeah,
wants to be.
He's our food critic. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he leans that direction already. He was literally in first class asking about private jets. Like he was like, so it's like private, like it's only you on there? Or he's like, that
You're
sounds
like,
amazing.
That's just
like,
for the president. Okay.
I was like, bro. I was like, bro, you no, you can't. You're like number one asking if there's higher than number one. Just you can't be in first class asking about like zero class. You know, can't, it's.
I haven't been in first class. I've been in Delta Comfort,
Delta Comfort.
Pretty close, but.
It's first class, but there's one other person next to it. Yeah.
A little more crowded.
Yeah.
But
you don't get a meal, but.
You, as a kid, one time you and Jessica got put in first class.
My sister and I got put in first class one time. And so we grew up flying standby, which
because
my dad worked for Alaska Airlines, which means you got on the plane sometimes, you didn't get on the plane sometimes,
and we did that all the time too,
right? With
the
military, right?
Yeah.
So we got on, and they put me and my sister in first class, and they put my dad literally in the back of the plane, like the one next to the toilet. So you couldn't be unless we were flying the plane, you couldn't be further away from my dad. And
crazy.
And we're just like lounging. I mean, in hindsight, they shouldn't have done it because like
because first class is like you need to be quiet, you know.
Well, and we were old enough to be quiet. Okay. We were like 10 and 14 or whatever.
Okay.
Like
I thought you're not like this wasn't.
But I guess it would have been like putting Joel and Gloria up there. We were almost.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I don't want to imagine. You know, in hindsight, who I'm mad for is there was some frequent flyer mile person who like should have gotten those upgrades on a long flight from Honolulu to Seattle and instead didn't get it because the person at the desk like why did we get first class? Put the person who deserves first class to first class. We were and a reminder, my grandma was in coach. Isla was with us.
Isla
was on that trip. So Isla was the buffer between us. Isla was like in the middle. And it was one of those huge planes. You remember when they like you know them because you've done international.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's like five rows across, right? Like there's the side,
so there's
and
like
then there's a middle,
three, and
boom.
Then three,
there's
and then
two
three.
Aisles.
Yeah,
yeah,
like nine. Yeah. So I have a similar story. We lived in Okinawa, Japan, for like 3.5 years through the military, and I was there like first to fourth grade, so I was little. But one time, my family went to Hawaii, and we met like my grandparents there. You know, and we flew military airplanes. Military airplanes, nobody told me. They're so loud. They're it's like
you might as well
a
be
cargo
like,
plane.
You might as well be on the wing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So you and then they have these huge earplugs for mm-hmm. little kids. They're mm-hmm. like shove these in your ear and mm-hmm. they don't fit. And a lot of times you're sitting in like jumper seats. like it's just material.
And this
you know?
Is not a short flight.
No,
no, no, no.
Like this to Hawaii from Japan.
Yeah.
And one time we got on the flight, we're leaving, and they were like, sweetie, because it's so loud. They're like, sweetie, would you like to go in the back of the plane? And I was like, what? You know, so I get up and walk with them. And I got a bed. It was a medevac. So they had an extra bed, one.
Yeah.
I got chosen.
Yes.
And the other five members of my family
yes.
were in the front of the plane or in the
what,
you know
was it the,
it's like
was it those big brown eyes? What did it? How did you get chosen for the
I
bed?
Have no idea. And I remember my family
was
being
Moshi
like,
in
how
the
was
bottom?
That? Oh. How was your bed?
What's funny, too, is because your family has two very tall males.
Yeah.
Who would have really liked that bed. I mean, they couldn't take it.
Yeah.
The dad can't take the bed in the sleep. The dad is actually probably the only person not eligible for that. And that you're like, come yeah. on. Pops
and you, he's like the military guy
no but your yeah. dad is tall and probably would have you know like I do feel for tall people on planes you know
yeah,
that was one thing by the way that
yeah.
So Joel has not flown in years and I had to talk to him about plane etiquette a lot like a mm-hmm. no whistling on planes you can't whistle there's no whistling allowed on planes it's not a thing you can
he's
do
only yeah he's only flown a handful of times
and he would do so he would get his headphones on and he would be on a switch and you know your seatbelt you know how there's like the you know to undo it you pull up the little thing
yeah
he would just pull it up and down da-dink 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 mm-hmm. and just make metal against metal noise
cling cling
I yeah. told him 20 times you have to stop doing that he would do it as he whistled but with headphones on not realizing how I was like this I don't want to seem I'll just put you somewhere else on this plane and let you deal with the awkward looks from other strangers. Like, I'll let life deal with you. If I have to tell you again, you're no longer in first class. So we get off the plane, and this is how I think this transitions well, is we get off the plane, we land in San Diego. You're on the way to come get us, and he asks if he can go in the San Diego lounge. No. We are going to be home in 30 minutes. Well, 45. You're always late to get us. We're going to be home very soon. And there's no reason. We just ate on the plane and then we in a different lounge. And then he asked about private jets then. And then today he asked me, hey, when do you think we can eat at that new barbecue restaurant? I was like, I'm going to strangle you. I can't. You have to stop asking for things. You have been this, and then you told it's the similar like you told me Gloria had a sleepover. You
yep.
left for 10 yep. minutes.
I went to get gas.
She made ice cream sundaes.
Yep.
She had
she
a friend
had, like,
over.
She set it all out and we have a very small kitchen and I was like, "All right, so you're going to have to put some plastic wrap over that."
Right.
Like not the ice cream but like all the toppings.
Right.
I was like, "Cuz your friend's not coming over for several hours."
Right.
And then her friend came over. I had to get gas. There was a frozen pizza in the oven. And
this
she...
is a friend who we've seen on and off, by the way, during quarantine. They've been in the in the circle.
And she was like, "Oh, my mom left ice cream sundae time."
She made ice cream sundaes while you were gone. And it's same thing last night. Joel, he asks like for water, or he comes in, he starts grabbing some juice. This is like right before bed. I was like, "No." You've been drinking like soda nonstop for the whole weekend.
Just sugar.
And today.
Yeah.
Just have some water. And then I look over and he's put like lemonade into his water. And he's like, "It's water still." I was like, "No, it's lemonade now. You just made lemonade." All drinks have a base of water.
Yeah, it's water based.
So, but the point is like the transition back in. So we went and got our COVID test today. And I talked to him a little bit. I was like, "Dude, you played some screens this morning. You're not going to tonight. you've been staying up till this hour. Yeah. You have to go back.
Same with the girls. We've been, at least for our little one, trying to get her back.
Right, because today's Monday, and they gave us today off, which was really nice.
Yeah, they always do the Monday, you know, off.
Did we have that growing
Christmas
up?
Break.
No. I don't remember that.
I don't think so.
Such
the
a
other
big...
districts don't.
It's like a second first day of school when you're young.
Yeah.
Because you got a new outfit, hopefully. Yep. At least when you get in, like, middle school.
Yeah, when you're just getting,
do
like,
do you ever
clothes?
Remember having, like, a new hot outfit that you got? Because sometimes you would get more for Christmas than you got for back to school.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a re-up a few layers. Do you remember a hot new item? Like, maybe not a backpack, but a new coat. A new set of shoes.
I do.
A new track uniform.
Yes. I do remember, we called them swishy suits.
Oh, yeah.
Those were just those.
Yeah,
like,
those warm-up suits.
Warm-up suits.
We call them warm-up suits, yeah.
Yeah, but they would swish
as you walk. Yeah, of course.
And my sisters and I, we all had one.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like in fifth grade. They were in second or something.
I too. Yeah. And it was royal blue.
I had a navy blue one. And then it had like a deep V pattern with like some hunter green elements.
I had
really
one,
bright and colorful.
I had one for soccer that was navy blue. And, and I remember it was Diadora. It was a soccer brand. It was navy blue.
Nice.
And then it had like diamond like pattern up top here or whatever. Yeah. But I was in like fifth or sixth grade and I was like, I fell in love. Cause I was
so
like,
comfortable.
And they weren't. And I've told you before, like I wore sweatpants forever. I would get up in the morning, put a pair of sweatpants in the dryer, eat my cereal, and then go put on my warm sweatpants.
So they could get soaked on the way to school. Yeah.
Well, I had a short walk to school. I told you about the time I fell in the mud, right? On the way to school.
Probably.
Was that on our podcast? I remember one time I woke up late. You know, I'm a child. I'm waking myself up. My uncle was in the house, but his responsibility stopped then.
Yeah.
And I ran to school, and I slipped in this big mud pile. It was like a mud puddle. But it wasn't a rain puddle. It was mud. And my whole right half was just mud. And I was like, oh no, I'm already late. And like I went, when you're late, you had to go to the office.
Yeah.
And I go into the office and they're like, you should go and like clean yourself up. And I went in and I was like, I'm doused in mud and it's like
thick.
Still dripping and it's
ew.
Thick. And I go in and I remember like, I'm just like, I guess I'll just use these paper towels. I don't know how to clean myself up, you know?
No.
And so I'm trying to wipe it down.
Ew.
And it just rubs it around more. And I walk out and the office lady, Miss Nelson, was like, sweetie, you should go home and change. She sent me back home.
She, your dad was excited to find those later that night.
I guarantee I just threw them in the laundry hamper too. I was in so much mud. She was like, there's no way we can let you in class like this.
Yeah.
You're going to smell. But anyway, so I remember I liked the sweatsuit so much more that I asked for one for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Adidas.
Nice.
And it was royal blue, which is so, and white. And then I remember the fate of this jacket, actually, is if you remember, like, some of them had kind of like a plasticky kind of like material to them.
Yeah, they were, I mean, kind of waterproof. And then there would be like kind of a light fleece under it.
Right, right. So, bad story long, we're at my cousin Jake's house in Southern Oregon. I'm very cold and don't realize that what I'm wearing can melt. And I melted a big chunk of my jacket, the plastic off, because I was stood too close to the heater.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyways, that was a sad story. So you remember getting your sweatsuit.
Yep, I remember mine.
You can't wait to get back to school. Big flex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is senior
year.
College. Senior year, Seattle Pacific University. You've been married for a year and a half.
I too had an Adidas tracksuit.
Yes.
Kind of beginning of high school.
Yeah.
you know, and it was polyester. Ooh. Remember when those came
back?
Oh,
yeah. Like the retro ones.
And then the...
No, I wore those all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
And then the pants with the side zippers. Mm-hmm. And I had an Adidas, so all the stripes on the pants.
But were they one color? Did you wear a color?
I would do
sweat?
Is... Okay.
You'd mix and match, right?
I would wear the jacket.
With like a pair of jeans.
Yep. And then I'd wear the pants for like sports and stuff.
Did I ever see this jacket? I feel like maybe...
Maybe it had just been right before...
Yeah.
Your time.
You would have liked it. You recall, this is... Yeah. So this is what my grandpa wore to work for 30 years as a high school PE teacher. Mm-hmm. And we raided his closet once and found all these amazing jackets that I would kill for now because I somehow lost all of them.
Right. Yeah, you had like a gray one for a while.
There was like a gray. Yeah. They were like Puma and Adidas and Asics and
all
these.
And they were decades old. Yeah, my dad has a Nike warm-up jacket that he's had for like four decades.
Amazing. Hold on to your clothes, kids. Eventually, you know, it's going to come back and your kids will like it. And they won't be forced expensive retro. They'll just be retro.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard to find that stuff in thrift stores. And now a lot of times that stuff gets...
We didn't hold on to any of our clothes.
That's true. Yeah. But as we know, a lot of stuff like that gets snatched up from thrift stores and taken to like high-end...
And then they're like $50.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is $30 more than they were originally charged for. Yeah. So, do you remember any other ones that you're coming back? What do you think? I remember always having such mixed feelings about coming back because you're like, winter break is over, but I did kind of miss my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the longest stretch of continuous school you got.
Yeah, you never had 2 weeks off except for Christmas break.
Exactly, exactly.
And then you got... Like maybe you got MLK and then spring break for a week.
But in my lifetime in the Northwest came the introduction of the midwinter break,
which is when the rich people went to Hawaii.
They didn't have that in Texas, right?
No.
Yeah.
They just had spring break.
Yes.
I think we went to school earlier than you guys.
2 weeks though?
We never had a 2 week except
our kids have, I think, don't have what I had, which is that midwinter break. Our kids have 2 weeks of spring break, right?
They're modified year round. So they have like an 8 week summer instead of a 12 week.
Right.
And then they get 2 weeks in October, 2 weeks over Christmas, 2 weeks over spring break.
Right. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot of breaks.
The October one is the dumbest.
I like it though.
You do?
Yeah, because San Diego's really nice in October. Because
that's when we went to New York this year. Oh, wait, that's when we were going to go to New York. And then maybe we were going to like downplay it and just go to Phoenix instead. But we didn't do that either because there was a global pandemic.
It's great because there's no tourists here, really.
San Diego?
In October.
Yeah, that's it's a great time as far as local stuff goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great time to go around.
Yeah, because we're the place that's out of school. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, any other memories? What do you.
I do remember. So, I've said before, my parents wouldn't buy me Doc Martens.
I was going to say, this was the Doc Marten one. Yeah.
And if you remember, they're expensive and they're back.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but they really only just had the brown.
Mm hmm.
Maybe black, but they didn't have all the options they have now.
Right, right, right.
And so it was brown and
they changed. It's like Legos. Legos were much more simple when we were kids. Now there's all these, and now Doc Martens are the same.
Exactly.
Same with Birkenstocks.
Yes. So in Texas, everyone wore the high boot.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents, people in the fashion will get this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my parents, one, wouldn't buy them for me. And then two, were like, you should wait and see what everybody at your new school is wearing.
Right.
Now, if you'll remember, my two big moves were over December.
Yes. And what a...
Yes.
Your cultural move from Japan to Texas might have been less of a difference than Texas to Washington.
Absolutely.
Because in Japan, you lived on the base. And a base in Texas and a base in Japan are pretty similar.
We weren't on the base in Texas, but it was small town Texas.
Which is kind of like a base, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. So, but Washington is like...
You got your local bowling alley. You got your couple restaurants.
This is one high school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Washington is super alternative.
Yeah.
You know...
Yeah, you moved to Washington in the 90s.
Nobody went to church.
No.
In the Northwest.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying people don't go to church, but it's not like the South. People do not go to church. Yeah,
I mean, it's not a hot take, Melissa. People know.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Anyway.
You're saying that Texas is more culturally conservative than Seattle? I don't buy that for 1 second.
Okay, so I have babysitting money. I'm an eighth grader. Mm-hmm. I've just moved to Seattle.
Yeah, you're at Meeker Middle School.
I have to wear uniforms for half a year before I go to high school.
Right, right, right.
What a waste, right?
Mm-hmm.
Buy uniforms, then go to high school.
But you don't have to spend your own money on uniforms.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But they were also like, just get a couple things.
Right, like
That was the best thing was all my siblings had to go to school. Mm-hmm. And I got one day to go shopping with my mom.
Oh,
for
because
the
you were the only one at the middle school, right?
Yep, only
That's
the middle school had uniforms.
That's such a thing that Meeker had, your middle school, because that area didn't have, it wasn't a private school. It was, they must have just had something go down where they had to make, I remember that always being a rumor in schools when you were a kid. Like,
oh no, we're going to have to switch to uniforms. We're going to have to switch to uniforms. Oh gosh, Johnny wore another Budweiser shirt. We're gonna have to switch the uniforms.
You know what?
Did
it
you
really
hear him? Mr. Haynes is talking about we're gonna have to switch your uniforms. This happens one more game. If he is.
What happened was it was all.
If Nick wears his big Johnson shirt again, we're gonna have to switch to uniforms.
He
keeps wearing that hat with the dog smoking on it. We're going to have to switch to uniforms.
No, it's the virginity rocks.
That is the thing now. Yeah, which is ironic.
Okay, so when you go to school with uniforms, it's all about your shoes and like your necklace. Your puka shell necklace.
The little bit of...
And your bleached tips.
It's all about the little bit of accessory that you can do, right?
And then like on Earth Day... You get to wear whatever you want.
On Earth Day?
Because you're supposed to go... You have to plant some trees or something.
Why is it Earth Day? It's the day.
I don't make these rules.
Not a casual Friday. Not your own personal birthday. That's how they should do it, is it should be your birthday.
You can wear it.
But you had
you
a
want.
Summer birthday, so sorry.
Sorry.
I guess that wouldn't work. But Earth Day? Why Earth Day?
I was as surprised as you. This is a brand new school for me.
I will tell you, you know what that's the Northwest doing? The super...
I was like, what's Earth Day?
The super...
First of all.
Yeah, coming from Texas, you're like, excuse me, what?
It's 98. I'm like, what's Earth Day?
Yeah, it's like when I was in Nashville and I was talking to my buddy Kevin, and I saw like the tiniest little recycling bin outside his house, and he told me it comes like every 3 weeks. It's like, what do you put in there then? What items? I mean, to me,
whatever that day.
Yeah, our recycling bin fills up first. It's because all we have is cardboard boxes. We just have a home of cardboard boxes. But that's the Northwest going like, like we need to get these kids to care more about Earth Day. Let's let that be the day. And now Earth Day is a huge celebration at Meeker Middle School.
What? I've never seen you in a tank top and shorts.
Dude, I was going to say, I bet the people abuse it, though. You know there were girls with their thongs hanging out. This late
90s. This a little bit later.
A little bit later. Yes. Okay. Yeah. You know, just way too short of skirts. Mm-hmm. You know.
You ready for the biggest flex?
Guys wearing, you know, shirts with guys flipping the camera off or whatever, you know, their Limp Bizkit shirts or whatever. I don't know.
The biggest flex in the Northwest is to go to Hawaii over midwinter break.
Yes.
And come back in the brightest neon t-shirt you can find in Hawaii so that your skin looks super tan. And you're like,
oh my gosh,
you in Hawaii last week?
You guys are loaded.
Exactly.
It is funny because that was a very upper class. There were areas of it were full on affluent, but it was definitely all upper middle class. That area of Tacoma was upper middle class. So that they had to put on uniforms is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But uniforms are a bit of a, like, you have to be
equalizer.
Able to afford them. Yeah. Well, I get why uniforms exist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
It is kind of simple. You're like, I'm going to wear another polo.
No, the reason makes sense. It's communism. That's what it is. Everybody gets the say. No, but you can't. There are always issues with what you were wearing. Always. That's just always a thing that happens in schools, you know?
Right. Like your collar has like a different color on it.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Or kids would get in trouble for wearing hats. Hats were always a big one.
Hats are a big deal. Until college, and then you can wear hats.
It's the biggest freedom in college, is you have to go to school for less hours a day, and you can wear a hat.
Yeah.
Real game changer. In some ways, it's not a bad thing, especially for middle schoolers, because it just encourages showering.
Yeah, I mean, and if it weren't, you can't wear hoods either.
Yeah, yeah. And if it weren't for hats, like, I would not shower at night like we do. I would be like, all right, Nickerson, get up.
If you were told you cannot wear a hat.
I would get it together earlier in the day. What would you, I mean, what if they told you, Melissa, that you couldn't swim without a hat?
That would be a problem.
When did you take, that's an adult.
Oh my gosh.
That's in your late 20s, you picked up hat swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you picked up hats late in your life.
I had a big forehead.
Yeah. No, you still have a big forehead, but it's nothing, but you got great bangs. And
but they get all curly in the water.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, you stick to the head, too.
Well, I don't have mirrors in the pool.
Yeah, I got no complaints. I've been snuggling up with you in pools for a long time.
I gotta shield my face.
I believe the first alcoholic drink we had together was in a pool in Mexico. Remember the little bar side pool?
Mm-hmm.
You just swim up next to that because we were legal drinkers in Mexico.
It was a Slurpee. Yeah.
It was a Slurpee. So what we're talking about is, so school starts back up tomorrow. We're kind of trying to ease the kids back in, mm-hmm. the return, but it's not, they're not going to school. Wisconsin, my crowds were totally split. I forgot to tell you that. I was asking them whether or not they were open or closed, and I kept talking to teachers. It was really fun.
It was fun they came.
Oh, yeah, and they were all, that. Yeah, exactly, yeah, and I had two high school math teachers at different shows, and I was just like, I'm so sorry. They're like, thank you. I was like, because there's no way, right? Like,
you know what's the worst?
I was like, you have to be giving out so many F's. And the one teacher told me, she goes, I literally had one class where nobody passed.
It's so sad.
It's hilarious.
So high schoolers don't turn their cameras on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
So we don't have that issue yet because we have middle schoolers.
Why don't they have high schoolers turn their camera on?
I don't know. They just decided that they couldn't force it. And so almost every high schooler is just a black screen.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so hard.
They're
for the
just
teachers.
Teaching math, which I suppose that's kind of what it looks like anyways when you're teaching math to high schoolers. They're just a sea of empty.
Yeah.
Just an empty black sea.
Yeah.
They're just zoning out. And every time I made the joke about the principal, they laughed about that, and, you know, I know what the teachers are doing. I have no idea what the principal's doing, and one teacher was like, amen.
Our principal's getting some emails from me.
Yeah, yeah, that was part of your return prep, where you were just like, hey.
The looming doom hit Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
as did the jaw grinding and the...
Excellent.
The, you know, tense
Excellent.
Jaw pain. Yep, yep, I was like, oh, no. This is coming again. And I was like, it's time to send emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did.
And?
Yep.
They gave them to the teacher.
Yeah. Well, I sent them to the principal.
You tried to go above.
Well, a couple people are getting some help on campus.
Right.
So I asked for the moon, asked if our daughter could get some math on campus.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the best.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know,
absolutely.
Even 30 minutes a week.
Yeah.
You know,
I was thinking more like 3 hours a day.
Just anything.
Just, and the teacher picks them up.
And she was like, I'll talk it over. I'll get back to you at this week. I'd encourage you to share this with the teachers.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, all right.
But I bet a lot of reworked. I bet the teacher.
I don't want to criticize. That's the problem.
No,
and so I kept saying, like, hey, I'm not an educational professional. But
yeah. I bet the teacher said, like, my guess is the teacher's going to respond, like, Gloria's not doing worse than other people. Like, this is just how it is for all of them.
Well, and
right
I also
now.
Told the principal, I was like, these two teachers have 90 fifth graders.
Yeah.
And they need help grading or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you offer some help with grading?
No.
Some tutoring, maybe?
No.
Could you?
Uh-uh.
I'd love to see you yell at other kids trying to explain.
I would be more gracious with them. They're not my own children.
Yeah, I know. Because I've seen you be more gracious to other adults my entire adult life than you are to me. I was like, gosh, I would love for Melissa to talk to me like in that manner. And vice versa. I'm sorry. I love messing with you. Anyways. I told you the other day, that's my drug, is bothering you.
Yes.
This is my only vice. It's not true. I have multiple vices, but that's my main one. This is my absolute drug and addiction, is to mess with you. Is to tickle you, is to lay on you when you don't want someone to lay on you, is when you say you have to go pee to squeeze you. It's a miserable existence being with me, but at least I make a lot of money. as we send that PPP check back with accrued interest. Ding, 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 ding.
You're the best CFO.
Oh, man. That's all right.
She tried.
She has other attributes. No, you do a great job. You do a great job.
It was a mess.
It's not like you had training for this.
Well, my accountant doesn't know.
Yeah, our accountants.
Nobody knows.
That's the thing. So I've used this analogy. I actually worked into my act this week. Our accountants are the same as doctors and not giving you
a diagnosis
as your mechanic who won't touch your brakes unless you give them permission. They don't want to be on the hook.
It's legal, you know.
We can't go to if we got in trouble for some reason on taxes and we're like, our certified CPA told us to do this, they would no longer be a certified CPA. So I get it. Everyone's trying to figure it out. I would say, I think that's great, you know, that you did that. I was very encouraged that you did it, and I'm glad I didn't have to do it. And, you know, just Godspeed now to everyone, because it's like, I saw an article today that the UK is shutting schools back down. If your schools are open, man, they are for now. They might come back. And that's what I was going to say in Wisconsin. Oh, I talked to one person who was are your teachers? And I talked to her and she goes, I teach second grade. I go, you're a second grade teacher. She goes, no, I'm a second grade art teacher. And I go, what? She goes, yeah, I go to the other art classes I teach art and all. And I was like, for just the second graders? You have a degree
nice school.
And it was a public school.
Whoa.
I know.
They get art and a teacher.
But I totally had, which is funny, it's just the budgeting change. Yeah. Because my school had a music teacher, an art teacher, a counselor. We had a counselor. Very poor, low end. Yeah. Maybe that's why it was that way. Maybe King County was just putting money into this is a bad school. We had a music teacher. We would go out to the portable. We had a music class, you know.
I had a choir. Yeah. You know, like one of them did singing. The other one did tempo.
Yeah, PE teachers. And now the one teacher does it all.
Yeah, in California.
In California, they teach art. You know, they teach the music. They go watch recess. They put them in the bus and drive them home.
Well, I've told you before, you know, our middle school has no sports.
Right.
Has no after school clubs.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I mean, I lived in Texas we called it junior high.
I lived in Federal Way and we like our middle school was.
Did you have a band?
We had it all. And we had the area that we live in is so much richer than the area I grew up in. Just the schools were getting more money. Now, I don't know if they still have them. I told you my
we had buses for track meets.
Yeah, my middle school had three football teams, seventh grade team, middle school, and then varsity or JV and varsity. Our varsity, we had Nike uniforms.
Wow.
Nike uniform. Because there were a lot of kids who that was the only Nike they owned, you know, and you didn't own it. Yeah. You gave it back at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But like, we had a full track club. We had like all this stuff. And you're like, bro.
Oh, I know. And we have
our middle school can't get a trumpet.
Yeah. And then
just one trumpet.
We had buses.
Yeah.
I have to pick up my kids from everything and then take them to their sports.
Yeah. It's crazy because
those 80s parents had it good.
Well, it's crazy to me because in every in other way, California is run so well. And I just, I will say that, we'll end on this. I will say that our teachers are doing great.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody thinks that this, whatever, if they're in person or they're out, God bless teachers. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is maddening. And it's just, you know, because it's not easier for them the way that they're doing it in person either. It's hard. They're split them up. They're that's tracking. It's already hard being a teacher. Very hard. Mm-hmm. And you only do it for the money. That's the only reason you get into it. So, hey, as we're, you know, doing our best to wean our kids off of Lounge hot chocolates,
Yes.
And snuck, you know, and staying up too late. You know, it's really, it's the teachers on tomorrow. The video games. Who are like, I bet if I was a teacher, I wouldn't have even opened my laptop for the last 2 weeks.
So
I bet it's just sitting on the desk, just looking at you like, oh gosh, not again.
Yeah. The principal really told them to take the break.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because they're spending their all their weekends grading.
Can you imagine some friend being like, hey, do you want to have like some Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve like Zoom drinks? Like, absolutely not. I will murder
I will not
you.
Get on a Zoom.
They'll never do a Zoom again. So, all right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We love you. We appreciate you, Backseaters. Make sure to check out our Patreon where you can give a little more to the podcast and get a little more from the podcast. Thank you, everybody. You're the best. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.